Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am so excited. It is 2023 and it's a happy new year and it's my first show with one of my favorite people on the planet. Welcome back, Leon Benjamin. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Mel Kay. We are in the groove, on the move, and we don't have anything to lose. We got to give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor.
God knows that you have been working for him nonstop for a very long time, and you're just getting started. Because the craziest thing is, so we've been on tour on and off. You really did so much. People don't know maybe that you did so much for election integrity. I don't believe that Virginia would have flipped if it wasn't for you and everything that you did. You worked your butt off, and then you ran for office. And we all know that. I believe a lot of things in 2022 were still manipulated. We're still not fixed, as we know. We're very insane. A lot of people, I believe, probably one ended up at that night losing by a very small majority or minority or whatever they lost by was very slim. But what I have to say is somehow you are still in the race. So and everyone watching this right now, it doesn't matter if you're in Virginia or not. We need as many people that love God and country and America and also realize that the stakes for this nation are so high right now. There is no one coming to save us. We need to save ourselves. And that means we need fighters like Leon Benjamin in office. So tell the audience what happened.
Well, you know, the election occurred November 8th, 2022. And the numbers came in, and of course we were looking at, you know, how they were coming in through the precincts and which ones were performing. And then we started to say, okay, here we go again. Then we saw the big dump, and that's supposed to be the mail-in ballots, of course. And then we saw, after that, we just saw it just take off from there. But myself, knowing that God is still in control, I said, okay, let's just prepare 2023, 2024, whatever you want to say, Lord, whatever you want to do.
Right.
But then I get a call November 29th. I'm working with Herschel Walker, of course, trying to push him, get him over across the finish lines. And we know what happened down there. I get a call saying that my opponent has passed away. And I'm like, what? Right. You know, when God bless his soul, you know, praying for his family, comforting his precious wife and their children. But I'm saying, come on, God, stop playing with me like this.
What are you doing? And it is insane. When I saw you, I go, I can't believe this. And I knew about, because we have a lot of mutual friends. I knew about the mail-in ballot drop in your, because I was watching your race in real time. And it wasn't just you. There was about 10 people that, I had gotten information that as soon as those mail-in ballots dropped, it was 2020 all over again, and that this was happening. And I thought, oh my God, of everyone that I thought was definitely going to, you know, win, Pastor Benjamin was like the guy. I was like, this, because you were so involved in the Youngkin turn and in everything that was happening. You really went around everywhere. People love you all over the world, but certainly all over the country and in Virginia. So I really couldn't believe what was happening. And then when I saw you and you said, you won't believe this. I said, no, I don't believe that. That is crazy. But what does that mean?
Well, the governor then had to get involved, and some thought that he could just appoint, okay? But that wasn't the case in Virginia. He had to call what is known as a special election. That means both parties have to go through a primary again if there's other challengers, all over again, which had to happen in my case. I had to go through another primary all over again, get signatures, pay fees.
Oh my God.
Come on, gang. But two challengers came out of the woodwork and said they felt that they were led to run for this seat and that it was time for someone else to get another opportunity. I said, well, if that's the way you feel, but the way we felt is that we had already put the work in, name recognition, knocked on thousands of doors, signs everywhere, and the people were telling us that this is our time.
Right.
And so when we went through the primaries, I won, came out of that. Then the Democrats had their primaries, and then they had to go through their process. And now we are facing, right now, I'm facing a challenger, State Senator McClellan, who barely lives in the district, voting record off the chain, has not stood with our parents when it comes to parental rights and the curriculums and things being taught in our schools, and also the transgender issue, the thing that happened in Loudoun County with the bathroom and the little kid being moved from one school to the other because they tried to cover it up. Well, my opponent stood with that legislation, and thank God for the dad that had enough guts to stand out. They had no choice but to open it up. So our dear governor then was able to change the laws so that, no, you have to report this stuff going on in the schools. But my opponent was standing with the legislation that said, no, let's just, no, don't say nothing, you know, like to protect who? This young girl got raped.
Right.
Okay.
And then they transferred the kid to another school.
Yeah. Then it happened again.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So my opponent doesn't stand with parents. My opponent doesn't stand with the farmers. I got farmers telling me, get these solar panels off of our yard.
I know.
It's like a waste dump site because they do not work. They do not support the energy that we need to operate our grid. We still operate off of 75 to 80% fossil fuels.
Right.
Let's use it all, of course. Let's use the solar. Let's use the nuclear. Let's use the coal.
Right.
Let's use the fossil fuels. Let's use the natural gas. Don't just say, everyone, change your way of life and let's increase our ESG score.
Oh my God, give me what's great about us, because we've been out there now yelling about this for two and a half years. Anywhere, anyone will listen is, first of all, people have to understand, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, all these states over there, we should be investing in them, and they should be thriving with their natural resources, with their, you have ports there, you have all kinds of things going on that are being greenwashed, or whatever they call it now, the ESG score, this. We can, first of all, the American people have to reject this across the board, because it's not that they want to enforce the ESG score or things to actually help the climate or help the farmers or whatever. No, what they want is a giant transfer of wealth from the taxpayers to the multinational corporations that then are telling us that they are going to come and do all that when they're the ones causing it. I know, especially in Virginia, what's scary there, I was just there recently, is a lot of the suburbs of DC are there. And what's alarming is how left Virginia is, because that's a good sign of how left, and I just mean right outside of DC. Once you pass right outside of DC, Virginia's not so left, you know? And that's the crazy part. It's like here, you know, I have the same situation in New York. New York City dominates, like DC dominates Virginia. New York City dominates New York because, and that's not okay, because I really believe that the majority of people pass, because we do a road trip. So we stopped a lot, and everyone that we talked to was a patriot in Virginia once you got an hour outside of DC. So a lot of the manipulation that's happening in your district and in your state is really coming from the Capitol.
Well, there it is. My opponent is not interested in the education of our kids. I call it the money follows the child. They're not interested in stopping the crime. You know, the defunding the police is their nomenclature. That's their badge. Oh yeah, let's make the half of the police force quit and retire because they don't have qualified immunity anymore. There's no protection. Their salaries they're already not getting paid.
Right.
You know, to risk their lives every day. Now you take away qualified immunity. Oh my goodness. So a lot of the police force left, like in other places, like New York and other places. And the crime has just gone through the roof. You know, we had a six-year-old shoot a teacher the other week, right here in Virginia.
Yeah, and I think people that's why people have to really understand Virginia is compromised by DC. because so many people that work in DC, work in these think tanks, work in these lobbyist firms, work in these law firms that are all basically communist socialists of some sort, or elitist multinational millionaire billionaires that are manipulating everyone to think that they are on the side of the people. And really they're the opposite. And they're in a class all themselves, these elitists, but Virginia is very skewed because of that small group, like New York, like California, with San Francisco and LA. And we really need people like you in there to turn the tide. But, you know, the same machine, the same ugliness that's in New York and DC is really hurting the people. Rob and I were saying the other day, we're watching all this crime here. We're watching, you know, Eric Adams is asking for $2 billion for the illegal immigrants that are coming into New York. Meanwhile, they're housed. We live in Midtown. They're housed at one of the nicest hotels in New York City on 57th Street. And then another one across the way in Midtown.
Yeah.
Our homeless situation of American citizens is off the charts. And you have to look at this and think, what is going on? And then I see all these rich people that are near the hotel that live over there complaining. And I'm thinking, you voted for these people. How do you not put together A and B? And that's what I fear for what's happening in your state, is that the woman, I was just looking her up just now, she's like a socialist Democrat of America. She's straight up into like the controlled demolition of this nation. And
lockstep with Nancy Pelosi. Lockstep with the crazy outlandish spending of this Biden administration, in lockstep. So the people, the grassroots, she doesn't really have a lot of grassroots support. It's all big tech, lawyers, all these guys are involved in all the craziness, the dark secret stuff, you know, the landing of children by night, God knows where. I mean, that kind of stuff her donors, high donors. But the small grassroots donors, my God, I mean, go look up my VPAP and go look up her VPAP and see where her donations are coming from.
Right. I know where they're coming from. They're coming from the oligarch billionaire trillionaire class that's captured our nation, and half the country doesn't know. And here's the other thing, Leon, that we have to really just start dealing with, which is, I fully believe that DC is captured. I think a lot of the local government is. I don't think it's from an entity that has any loyalty to America or we the people. I think it's been a long game for them and they are at the end. I do believe that they're being exposed and they're failing, but then that means we got to keep them out of office. This woman, I'm looking her up, she's part of that crew. She's really funded by the same people that are funding the destruction of America. She's in line with everything that's undermining us in terms of intelligence, law and order, justice. And we have a chance here with your race to actually turn the tide. But I believe that DC is a full-on uniparty. I don't think either side has any power right now. I think that they have been compromised, blackmailed, bribery. We got the lobbyists, which is just legalized bribery. We got the think tanks, which we don't even know where they get their money. Most of it is probably foreign. We got a lot of damage going on down there. And we really have a chance right now, people, whether you're in Virginia or not, you have to understand that his opponent is in with the globalist multinational corporation banking cartel that is fully engaged in the destruction of America, our borders, language, culture. So we really need to step on. Now, how can people, first and foremost, like we talked about your opponent. I know you, but what for the audience, we need another person in there that's going to fight for us. What are your top three bullet points of what Leon Benjamin's going to do for this nation day one?
Well, number one, we must begin to transcend party lines and be now a voice for we the people. I am the people's choice, because it's not about Republican Party, Democrat Party, Independent. It's about what our founding fathers carved out in the Constitution, that ordinary people who have solutions would go to DC for a short amount of time, not forever, not for 40, 70, 100 years, and then go home. But what they would do dynamically is bring their solutions to the nation's capital that would then become like an umbrella of hope, faith, and love to the people, that they would now have limited government and now have access to resources and supplies and benefits that are due them based upon our founding fathers, liberty and justice for all, the pursuit of happiness, you know, the right to own property. And so we're going to deal with that, transcending party lines, uniting the people. Then we're going to deal with the education. We're going to deal with the fact that parents need to decide what's best for their children, regardless of their zip code.
Right.
That they should have access to educational assistance. I call it the money follows the child, not the institution. Why should money follow the institution if the institution is failing the kids?
Common sense. I know.
So whether it be homeschool, charter school, private school, or public school, money allocated from federal, state, and local should not divest the family. The family should be fully invested.
Right.
And should be cared for so that the money follows the child. So my point, it doesn't even stand for that. No, they want the big institutions, the education institutions, to run everything like a mafia.
Right.
And so the other thing, of course, is, of course, dealing with the crime. We must get our police back online and find out what it's going to take to get people in Richmond hired again. What it's going to take to increase their salaries, their benefits, let them not be afraid to do what is necessary to arrest the criminal. That means getting qualified immunity back on track. And also, what is it going to take to have the police who are trained and not going through this mental anguish? Because, you know, you got some bad apples, you know, there's a few.
Oh, yeah.
But we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's get the right training, but let's not defund the police. This principle, since the riots, you know, that happened with BLM and Antifa, literally antagonized the police to back down. Thank God some of the policemen understood. We're not backing down. We are here to protect the people and not allow the people to be defenseless, taking away their guns. My God, I just attended a 2A rally. They're trying to do this deep down universal background checks and taking away the right for people to have AR-15s in their homes and the type of caliber guns where it carries the bullets. You know, they want to limit all that, but the criminals do not follow the law.
Right. I mean, it's so crazy, but here's the thing. You and I keep telling people this. This is not America. This is not the American politicians doing this. This is not what people think. I just did a whole piece on the CCP infiltration on, you know, and there's still people defending Soros. You know, there's still people defending all of these NGOs that are globally aligned. There's still people, now finally it is going mainstream. And, you know, I don't want people to get caught up on the World Economic Forum or the Great Reset. That's a front for what's really going on, which is that they want a top talent, totalitarian regime that controls the world. They're the Fourth Reich, in my opinion. They are billionaires and trillionaires that are aligned with the multinational corporations and the banking cartel that have just think that the nation state concept is old news. They're over it. They think sovereignty, borders, language, culture, they don't care about that at all. They call it global governance. It is to usurp our nations, ignore and have any elected officials, which are all selected by them, to be enforcing the bigger picture, the world takeover. It's failing, and it's failing quick, but people have to understand that this is not our country. This is not taking away our guns, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, all of that doesn't benefit America. You know what it benefits? It benefits this one world top-down totalitarian regime. And the good news is the one thing standing in the way of their goals is the United States of America. And that's what we have to pay attention to. They're not taking our guns or greening up our environment or ruining our manufacturing and our supply chain and our border and all that for any benefit for America. And anyone that thinks that, you know, really needs to go take a look in the mirror and go inside, take your mind out of you're a part of a party or a group or a press and think about common sense. I'm so sick of the total denial of straight up common sense and critical thinking. None of this stuff benefits you, your children, or your future. One more thing I wanted to talk to you about, because you brought up ESG and I talk about this globalist takeover of America. It's really these bankers and billionaires. They couldn't care less who dies. You think that they care the least about Black lives. I'll tell you that much, because everything they put in for Black Lives Matter has been hurting the Black community the most. Everything they're doing across the border, that is not humanitarian. Those people are being, they're coming here and they are finding hell on earth, you know, on the way. The ones that don't get, you know, get the right handouts. That's not what's happening for, it's not humane. But the one thing I want to talk about is the greening up of Virginia. I know Youngkin's turning it around a lot, but I think all this money should be put into reinvesting in our country, our manufacturing in Virginia. And we, if they want to green up things, like, just put that in the plans to clean up Virginia. Don't take the money from the people and give it to the billionaires to then say that they're going to do it. You can do it. You, Leon Benjamin, can reinvest in your state yourself with a couple other partners that are at the top, right?
Yeah, look, and I hope Black Lives Matter, because I'm 100% Black, not 50%, not a quarter, not two-thirds. You know, we're dealing with this thing right now where people have literally come to me saying they promise. They use the term environmental justice, and there is literally no justice in their environmental plans. The None. Money is being pilfered,
right?
Literally snatched right out from under the families that are expecting all this environmental change in the name of climate change.
Environmental justice that you've been somehow, because of systematic racism where your house is on in a flood zone or too close, listen to Buttigieg, too close to a highway. And somehow, and you know, and now they're talking reparations. Do people really think that anyone that is like be signing the thing for reparations is going to get 1 cent? This is all money laundering to the same billionaires that want to destroy our country.
It's amazing the lawfare that's going on right now, and the people have no idea that they will see not a dime.
Nothing.
And the houses would not be refurbished. There will be no restoration of communities under the name of environmental justice. And so what I propose is like what we had before, the opportunity zones,
right,
where businesses come together and partner together, and it's a win-win. They save money on their capital gains taxes, but then they are now fully vested for 10 plus years, you know, long-term investments, seeing phase one, phase two, phase three of what we call shovel-ready projects.
Excellent ones, not Obama years, shovel ready. I saw them in West Hollywood, and they were like flower beds in the middle of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. But we're talking about workfare. We're talking about putting up economic development corporations, community centers, hospitals, multiplex apartments, affordable, not a house that you can just afford, but houses that build the community, that people can own again, ownership, training programs, getting back to these jobs where they're not popular, but everybody needs HVAC, okay?
They might not be popular, but if you start a small business with one of those jobs, you're gonna work forever. I'm still mad. My grandfather left his neon sign company to my uncle and his sons, and they do great. You know, like, and they're thriving still to this day. That company's been around since my grandfather was in his 20s. And I want to go back and be trained to make neon signs, for God's sakes.
I don't
think it's fair.
Mechanics, hands-on, electrical right. engineering, mechanical engineering, hands-on jobs. These trades that we talk about, the small business owner, which is right. the backbone of our country, which got shut down during COVID, most of them in Virginia, a lot of them in the inner city will not open up again because of COVID.
You should see my city. You wouldn't believe New York City. And I tell you, a lot of things they start in New York and LA, because that's where the billionaires and trillionaires are that control all the politicians and have all the bribery stuff going on. But that's what's happening here. If you walk down First Avenue where I am, it's literally 60% of the places are still closed that closed during COVID. And the ones that are reopening, we have a big thing where a lot of the bodegas that close, because, you know, New York is a walking city, they're now becoming Amazon Go, where there's no people working there. These people don't even understand the biometric data and all the collection of data that's going on in New York City. I mean, I'm fully convinced that they sold New York as a smart city a long time ago. And I've watched it through the COVID, you know, first when we had the first lockdown, or the beginning of the lockdown, we had Cuomo come on stage with Gates and the guy who's actually running the AI and tech behind the scenes in America, a very nefarious character, Eric Schmidt, came on TV and said they were reimagining New York. And I was like, wait a minute. What? Wow. And they have. And so we really need strong leaders in all states and all watching over this. You know, I don't know what's happened in Richmond and the other cities in Virginia, but the truth is, if you don't step in and stop it, it's going to keep happening. Because I was just looking at your opponent again. And what I have to say is these people don't have minds of their own. They are selected for that position to continue down the path of turning this country into a surveillance track and trace, you know, place where we have no freedom. Because another thing, Leanne, I want to talk about, because it's important in Virginia, and you have a lot of military there too. You have, yes, a base that somehow was given to NATO. And I know people think, oh, there should be a NATO base here. Well, not run by a foreign general, you know? So we have that there also. NATO should be dismantled, but that's another show. And, but I do want to say that there was a whole thing in this justice, this climate conference that just happened, that a lot of mayors around the country went to, which is a travesty, and they should they should have to file like as foreign agents, in my opinion. But they're talking about giving up 30%, or Biden signing on to this 30 and 30, so 30% of the land that's left that's not already owned by the government, they want to give to the government by 2030 to protect as protected areas. Again, you talked about land ownership, property rights. These people, including this woman, they want to end property rights and basically, yeah, give all the property, including the farms, to the government.
Yeah, and put everybody like in the, you know, like little quarantine camps.
Yeah, you know, this isn't a joke. That's, yeah, they're talking about this.
This is real. Now, I'm a Navy combat veteran. I served in the Gulf Wars during Desert Shield, Desert Storm on board the John F. Kennedy. I was stationed right there in NAS Norfolk, Oceana, right there by Virginia Beach.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you know, Tom Cruise did a whole lot for me to bring back the memories of Top Gun. You know, I cried.
I know. I know. Well, you were the real deal. I mean, yeah.
And I said, look, we need that type of "we will not quit" attitude. Again, we will not give up. We will not give in. And this race for me really represents the people who said, you know what? Who shall go for us? This is mentioned in the book of Judges. You know, Joshua had gotten rid of most of the Canaanites, but not all of them. And yeah, the word came out saying, yeah, who's going to go for us?
Right.
And the Lord said, send Judah. You know, send praise. And Judah and Benjamin at this time were really getting really close. So I take this personal. Send, like Isaiah said, with the day of King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. And he says, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I'm amongst a people of unclean lips. And they said, the word came again, who shall go for us? And Isaiah said, I will. Then an angel came and put a coal of fire on his lips, and he got purged. And I'm telling you, there's a purging going on, like with, yeah, you, Mel K. You have been purged. I believe the words coming out of your mouth are like pure gold for this nation right now. The people need this type of language, this type of narrative to come against the false narratives, the fake news media. I'm telling you, Mel K, I pray you get this big, large studio, my God, cover about 3 blocks, have cameras in every room. Hallelujah. I'm just getting excited right now. But this is what this is all about.
Right.
The Congress, there needs to be a purge.
Right.
So we and a purge. The swamp, but it needs to be a purge. We have people whose mouths, as an old hip hop song, talking out the side of your neck. I mean, these people are double tongued.
Right.
And they don't mean what they say. They just say it long enough to get you comfortable in listening to their narrative. And then they go into closed rooms in the secret places full of smoke and all types of perverse activity.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. And they make these deals.
Right.
And we can't.
That's why I say the American people have to stop playing along. The Republican, Democrat, left and right. When people say to me, oh, I'm a Democrat, I say, what does that mean? They don't know what that means. They just know that they are that, you know, and it's like, I have to keep saying to people, listen, I'm sorry to break it to you, but it's just like an AA meeting. The first step is admitting there's a problem. And every American citizen right now that really loves their children, this country, this land, the future, but also humanity, America is the problem for the great resetters. America is the obstacle. If they can take down America from the inside out, they got their one world multinational corporation, banking cabal, billionaire, trillionaire, top-down control. It is us and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and people like Benjamin Leon and other people that are running for office against all odds and continue to stay in the fight. But the bottom line is the stakes for our country right now are very high and nobody is coming to save us. What we need to acknowledge is the entire system is flawed for the entire election system. And honestly, Leon, it goes back before the primary. I'll tell you right now, when you get in there, you're going to have to really start. We have to start going back to the beginning of the entire system, because good people can't even get into the primary. And if they don't get into the primary, the people that vote don't even know they ever tried. And then this is a real problem because good people are being kept out on purpose by design. We got to stop that. We got to get Leon in there. And bigger and better than that, we got to remember, they are giving you the illusion of choice, not choice.
Yes.
Choice is within you. The idea that these guys don't go into back rooms, all these CCP people, all these socialist Democrats of America, which are communists, all these people that are aligned with the globalists and all the, you think that they don't go back in a room, left and right, Republican, Democrat, and whip out the bourbon and discuss, you know, how they're going to money launder more of our taxpayer dollars into each other's pockets, because they do. And it's time for us to say we don't need the illusion of choice. We're going to go inside and vote with our hearts and our minds and our souls without picking a party or picking a group, because the group here is Team America. And Leon Benjamin is on the front lines fighting for Team America every day. You tell my audience where to find you, how to help you. This is not about Virginia. We need more players on Team America.
Look, small dollar, big dollar, doesn't matter.
Donate. I can't believe you have to do this again.
I know. I'm thinking, oh my God. So we do have a plan, a strategy. We are going to turn party lines. We are bringing the message of unity. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, yellow, brown. I got to say this. I love Jonathan Capehart. I want him to hear this, because when I was on MSNBC Sunday, he said, I do not like homosexuals or LGBTQ, that he is so far from the truth. And I want to let him know I forgive him for attacking me on MSNBC last Sunday.
He said that about you?
He says that I am not a man of compassion for the homosexual community, when I have served every single person in my community as a pastor of 21 years. You're talking about compassion. And I even invited him. I even asked him, because my opponent refused to debate me. I said, Jonathan, I will even allow you to moderate the debate between me and my opponent. And I, so for all of that, thinking that I am marginalizing, because this is what the Democrats do. The Democrats love to marginalize communities and put them all in a box. So the blacks over there, the whites over there, the Hispanics over there, the LGBTQ is over there, the homosexuals. I mean, everybody's in a box until they need them. But when they don't need them, they marginalize them and kick them to the curb. I will not do that. I will be the people's choice. I will listen to every single person, because every person matters. All lives matter.
Well, I'll tell you the good thing about that guy bringing you up on MSNBC is they're scared of you, because there's no reason they do anything on MSNBC unless they're fighting for the globalist cabal that owns them, fully owns them. The Great Resetters fully own MSNBC. So let's just be very honest here. I think that that's a win already. And B, the fact that you reject any, I'm with you on the road. We meet, we do the meet and greet. We talk to everyone. You hug and your wife, you guys are two of the nicest people I've ever met. You fully are genuine. You don't have a fake bone in your body. You know, it's because they've created a narrative called Christian nationalism. That means that all of us, because we're Christian nationalists, are one thing. It's just like, you know, I saw that lunatic Sheila Jackson Lee, total straight up communist. None of these communists should be in our government. That was supposed to be a law. But they call it socialist Democrat, so it works. It works better because it has Democrat in it. So, you know, people forget that they're communists. But I'll tell you, she puts out a thing today. Says, or yesterday, she wants to put in a bill for people that white supremacist conspiracy before things happen to Black or brown communities, if there's a white supremacist conspiracy, there's something called the First Amendment. But I got to tell you, folks, we're not fighting people that believe in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. She doesn't care about our First Amendment. They think they already won. So we need to get Leon Benjamin in there to go up there and be like, I'm not scared of any white supremacists. I'm scared of you.
Go to my website. Look, they can go there, sign up, donate. It doesn't matter. We do need money right now, like never before, because we're about to run some commercials and do some ads.
We have to.
And we got to. So fight by air and by ground. And so
I also want people to know you raised money once.
Yes.
You didn't know that you'd be raising money again this fast.
I did not know. But look, they can go to Benjamin4Congress.com. Benjamin4Congress.com. And let's get this thing done. We got a great chance in this special election to take this seat, because I was moving on, right, Mel?
We were moving on. You were not allowed to move on, I guess, because I saw you and I'm like, okay, what are we going to do? I was thinking we were going to get back on the election integrity train and all that. And you're like, guess what? I couldn't believe it. I'm so happy you're here, though. And listen, I believe totally in God. And here's the other thing. I think most people, and I'm very again, I think we got to open the tent to everyone, left, right, gay, straight, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever. I don't care what you are. I care that America is in serious danger, and united we stand, divided we fall has never meant more. But I will say that we need to also remember that that the American people are waking up and waking up in mass. And a lot of people after the 2022 election looked at it that are not Republican, are not right, are not even independent, are left and libertarians and Green Party, and really looked at the election. And for the first time, they couldn't say it about 2020 because of Trump, but a lot of people said it about 2022 behind the scenes. I'm in New York City. I'm around a lot of hardcore liberals that are, you know, that were like, well, I don't know, if they didn't fix the stuff from 2020, then 2022 is probably, and you're thinking, well, oh, now they'll say it. So, because Trump wasn't involved, but I'm telling you, I think people are way more awake. The stuff's coming out about COVID, gangbusters. We were conspiracy theories 2 years ago. Now we're like prophets in terms of what we saw 2.5 years ago, even though it was there for everyone. So many lies are being revealed. I just think right now is the time to put your, whatever group you think you're on, you are being used, join Team America. Go to Leon's website. Let's get Leon in there. He is one of the most honest people. He loves God, country. And honestly, he loves you, because this is a man that loves humanity so much. He gives big hugs. You should see these two. So again, it's Benjamin for Congress.
Benjamin4Congress.com.
Okay, cool.
And Michelle, you're just awesome. You and Rob, God bless you for your courage. I do pray that multiplex center for you, just like NBC, right?
Only if Maria joins me. I watch her every day on Facebook. Yeah. She's doing good work.
Let's make it happen. I appreciate you so much. You have given up so much. You've sacrificed so much. And the people deserve to have a gift like you spread throughout the whole world, not just in this nation, but around the world, because you and Rob represent that love, that care for the people.
Well, we love you, that's for sure. And please say hello to your wife. I'll be there. I'll be seeing you this week. And I have to tell you, God bless Virginia. I think Virginia deserves you. The country deserves you. And I know God's on your side. I cannot believe that you're back in the game. And again, he already raised money once. This is like, he had to start from zero again. So even if you have $5 or whatever, please help Leon Benjamin get that seat. We need it. America needs it. And I know God wants that for you. So thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks so much, Mel. See you soon.
See you soon. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country, because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. Every single day, you have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. you know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. We like to share stories, and please get involved in the programs. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.